It's been a great experience, real busy and everything like that, you know, just trying to get used to everything right now.
Your natural position, fullback, switch from linebacker. Are you looking forward to maybe making a get into this Packers roster?
I'm coming in, you know, just trying to be the best that I could be, do whatever the coach asks me to do, you know, just do whatever I can to help the team.
How well do you think you'll pick up the offense? Do you have any idea how tough it may be, a transition?
It's only been one day, and I pretty much got it down pat what they gave me already, so I think it's going to be pretty easy.
When you made the transition, what did the coaches tell you? What do they like about you that they made the switch for you?
They just like my physicality, and pretty much that was a big part that they asked me to switch over because of.
How would you describe yourself? You're obviously very physical. That's what we kept hearing over the weekend. What kind of player are you?
I would say my bread and butter, I'll have to say, is aggressive. I just love to be aggressive, you know, love to make contact.
So how many pancake blocks did you have last year?
I have no idea. I think I heard about maybe like 70-something, but I'm not sure.
70?
Yes, ma'am.
That's quite a lot. And you take pride in that?
I just love playing football. It's just, you know, just what I do. That's the nature of the beast, of the position that I play.
What's your comfort level with the ball in your hands?
Pretty much anything. I mean, whatever I'm asked to do, I feel like I could do it, so I'm comfortable with it. I mean, once I get it done in practice, I mean, once game time comes, it's pretty, you know, everything is just pretty comfortable.
What went through your mind when the Packers drafted you?
I mean, at that time, I was just shocked. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing, what I was supposed to be thinking. It was just a great moment.
And you feel like this is maybe the perfect opportunity for you?
Definitely.
You have the size?
I mean, definitely. I mean, because I talked to a few coaches prior to this, and I mean, just everything that I heard about them, the scheme that they're running, everything like that, I think it would be a great opportunity for me.
What kind of goals have you set for yourself for your rookie year?
Really and truly, the only goal that I set is to be the best fullback that I can be.
Do you see yourself making an impact right away? I mean, is that something you'd like to do?
I mean, that's definitely a goal also. I mean, I want to come in, you know, sit down on the bench. I want to come in and play, you know, be my best, help the team on special teams, as fullback, any way I can.
Did you call Matt Flynn when you found out you were coming here to get a little skinny?
He actually texted me the day of, and I actually called him the next day, and, you know, we talked for about maybe 30 minutes. Then I called him the day after, and we talked for a little bit more. When I got here, I saw him. We talked for a little bit more. I'm probably gonna call him after I leave from here and talk a little bit more.
What kind of things did he give you as far as advice and so on?
Just giving me the ins and outs, just telling me, you know, what people are thinking about me down here. You know, what they are expecting about the position that I'm gonna be playing and everything like that.
How cold it is in Green Bay?
Excuse me.
And how cold it is in Green Bay? Have you ever played in the cold weather?
No, I haven't really played in the cold weather before, but I think that it's not going to be anything that big because I feel like that's a state of mind. You know, once I get it out of my mind, then I'll be fine.
Quinn, have you had any eye-opening moments since you've been here where you've realized, like, wow, I'm really in the NFL now? And
no, I mean, it still feels like a dream, like I'm dreaming right now, so I'm just waiting for reality to set in.
Have you gone out on the Lambeau Field? Have you seen the full stadium?
I saw the full stadium, but I haven't been on Lambeau Field yet. Not yet.
Fullback is such an underappreciated position. How do you kind of wrap your brain around that fact you're out on the field and you're not always getting the accolades maybe you deserve?
I mean, I really don't care for the glam and glory. I just like to be on the field, you know, just with the guys having fun. So, I mean, all that I really don't need.
Paige alluded to it a little bit, but are you maybe anticipating or hopeful you'll get hands on the ball a little bit this season?
I mean, if that's what they ask me to do, I mean, if that's what they put in my job description, that's what I'll do. But if not, then I'll be fine with whatever they give me.
Do you find that that's how it is with a lot of guys that you've talked to where they, you know, are just glad to be in the NFL? They're willing to do whatever it takes to show that they, you know, can make an impact on the team?
Yeah, pretty much all the guys that I talked to from LSU, they all tell me the same thing, you know, just go there and do whatever they ask you to do. So
be as agreeable as possible, right?
Exactly.
When there are a lot of skill position guys at LSU, I understand that, but I think you touched about 21 times from scrimmage in 4 years in games. I mean, did you ever say, hey, you know, give me the ball a little? You had a couple of touchdowns. I mean, did you ever want to kind of lobby for it at least a little bit?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, I was just into the game. I mean, I really love blocking more than I love carrying the ball. So, I mean, I really didn't want to touch the ball that much.